Hello and welcome to the Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Monday the 3rd of August 2026, bringing you today's local news, events and everything you need to know across the Steel City. We begin with the weather as a yellow heat health alert comes into force across Sheffield at 9 o'clock this morning. The alert will remain in place until 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning, with health officials warning that the warmer conditions could particularly affect older people and those with existing health conditions. People are being encouraged to stay hydrated, keep homes as cool as possible, and check on vulnerable relatives, friends, and neighbours. Following several recent outdoor fires, firefighters are also urging residents to avoid bonfires and disposable barbecues. Dry grass and woodland can catch fire and spread extremely quickly. Next, Sheffield taxi drivers say roadworks and traffic restrictions across the city are making it increasingly difficult to get patients to hospital appointments on time. Trade representatives are calling for clearer information about closures so drivers can plan alternative routes. Sheffield City Council says its projects are intended to improve travel around the city. If you're travelling to an important appointment, it may be worth allowing additional time. At the moment, Sheffield drivers need patience, snacks, and a very flexible arrival time. Police are appealing for witnesses after two elderly people were seriously injured in a collision in Greenhill. A silver Honda Jazz struck two parked vehicles on Westwick Crescent. Officers are asking anyone who witnessed the collision or who may have relevant CCTV, doorbell camera, or dash cam footage to contact South Yorkshire Police. In business news, one of Sheffield's longest established jewellers begins a new chapter today. H.L. Brown, which has roots stretching back 165 years, has officially relaunched as Loop Sheffield at its Barker's Pool premises. The store has been redesigned, although many members of its long-standing team are remaining with the new business. Generations of Sheffield families have visited the shop for watches, engagement rings, and special gifts. After 165 years, it was probably time to polish the place up. The team behind the Lead Mill has also launched a new collection made from pieces of the venue's former stage. The engraved items celebrate performers including Arctic Monkeys, Def Leppard, Richard Hawley, and Wolf Alice. Each piece is supplied with a certificate of authenticity. For thousands of people with memories of gigs at the famous venue, it is an opportunity to own a genuine piece of Sheffield music history. Over on Ecclesall Road, a new independent restaurant has opened its doors. Gilson's Brasserie is promising familiar comfort food and a relaxed neighbourhood atmosphere, rather than complicated fine dining. The menu is built around recognisable dishes, because comfort food means never having to ask what the tiny foam on your plate is supposed to be. In football, Sheffield Wednesday striker Ike Ugbo has joined Cypriot top-flight club Apollon Limassol on a season-long loan. The move gives the forward a fresh start after he scored 9 goals during his time at Hillsborough. And a reminder that Sheffield-born singer and musician Paul Carrack will receive a Sheffield Legends plaque outside Sheffield Town Hall tomorrow. The public unveiling begins at 1:30 on Tuesday afternoon and will celebrate a career spanning more than 5 decades. Carrack is known around the world for songs including How Long and The Living Years, and members of the public are invited to attend tomorrow's ceremony. Now, here's what's happening around Sheffield today. Our event guide pick is Space to Grow's off-screen hiking adventure for children aged 7 to 9. The Outfoxed adventure begins at 9 o'clock this morning at Endcliff Park Cafe and gives children the opportunity to leave their screens behind and enjoy the outdoors during the summer holidays. Vintage Wholesale Open Week also begins at 9 o'clock at Our Vintage Depot in Highfield. A Sheffield puzzle and interactive treasure hunt starts at 10 o'clock from the South Street Park Amphitheatre. The Life Drawing Society meets at the University Arms in Crooksmoor from 6:30 this evening, and the You Sleuth Augmented Reality Detective Experience begins in Highfield at 7 o'clock tonight. Please check availability and booking requirements with individual organisers before travelling. That's everything for today's Rate Good Sheffield podcast.